All right, let's pray and we'll jump right in this. Father, y'all, we just bless your name as always, and we honor you for just having the opportunity to get into your presence. We seek wisdom and understanding on tonight, and we just decree that we will put that into action. And we thank you again. In the name of Yahushua, we pray. Amen. All righty. There are some things I want to discuss with you, but I want to look at a particular word here, because you know y'all just gave me this and
who
know
who that is.
I've been telling
them
over and over
to
mute their phone.
I don't know how to do it, so and this is too loud for one. It's probably Elder trying to say something.
I had turned it up to tell where the word to mute their
phone. Okay. Elder, are you on a okay. I don't hear that, so I'll just turn that down. And if someone says something, then, because it shouldn't be up that loud. Okay. There's a word that I want to just look at, and then we'll just kind of go into where Yah has us. Now, as far as a lesson is concerned, there are some things that I want you to understand that's happening. You know, we've talked about these things before, but it is more upfront and in our faces now, and we need to understand where we are, and this is part of the reason why we've been dealing with some things, even in Sabbath worship and stuff like that. But the word order here, it means the arrangement or disposition disposition of people or things in relation to each other according to a particular sequence, pattern, or method. And so when you look at this order here, things are happening from a perspective of an order. And I'm starting to see it more and more. Mama Coach and I, we were going back and forth a little bit in text messages, just kind of laughing about it. As she said, you're starting to get mail at my home. And I was just teasing. I said, well, it's because I'm famous, you know. And I said, you got to be careful who you hang around with and stuff like that, you know. But that was one method to show you we are entering into a specific order for things to be done to that, you know, in such detail where anything that is used to connect us one to another, That information is gathered for an order. Remember the word order says. It says the arrangement or disposition of people or things in relation to each other according to a particular sequence, pattern, or method. So anything that you do that has a pattern associated with it, trust me, It is being put in order, and they're connecting us to one another. One of the things that I Alex and I, we tease one another about, you know, I call him my road dog, and he called me his road dog. And when we text one another and stuff like that, you know, we'll say it on the phone, and I'll text him, and I'll say the same thing. He'll say the same thing. Well, I called him yesterday, and when I did, he said, "Wow, man!" He said, when the phone started ringing, I looked at my phone, and it actually said "Road Dog." That Road Dog was calling me, you know. And he said, "I don't even have your name keyed in, you know, in my phone as Road Dog." He said, "But you know, I guess." And I told him, I said, "You know." He said, I was shocked that when I answered, I'm like, man, I wanted this to pass. He said, I was shocked when I answered, it actually was you. I said, well, man, I said, you know, what's going on is, I say everything is being listened to, everything is being watched. Every single thing that we do, you watching television, this is watching you also. Everything that has some form of technology, some form of you know, current that's coming through it, especially when you look at this modern day time frame, you, whatever you have the ability to look at, trust me, it has the ability to look at you. You know, it is what it is. That's why I'm very careful about, you know, certain things that I do with my phone when I'm in certain situations. I always encourage people, don't be going to the restroom with your phone, you know, and you know, sitting there with your, you know, you getting out of the shower and you're looking at your phone and all this here. And trust me, you, if you can look at it, it can look at you. And so that's this order. And so for Mama Coast to move here, you know, here the past few months, and they already sending my mail or mail with my name on it to her house, that tells you the level of this order that has already been put in place. We're connected in every facet. You know, mail come, you know, mail come here that has my secretary name on it. You know, the P.O. box have her name on it. The P.O. box have, you know, elder's name on it. It have my name. In other words, anybody that's connected in one facet or another to anything that we do, trust me, we're all in this order. The arrangement or disposition of people or things in relationship, in relation to each other, according to a particular sequence, pattern, or method. Yes.
Like DeLon, that particular time where I had received a pin in the mail sent to Delana Boyce from the Remnant Center.
Right. Everything that has connection in one facet or another, if there's anything that will be put in any form of documentation, any kind of text message, any kind of phone call, I'm trying to think who was that said. It may have been Mama Costa even said this. I can't remember, but it was like, no, it was, I think it was, we had a meeting or something like that. I can't remember exactly how it went. It was either Elder Mama Costa that had made a statement that I know exactly what it was. We were eating and I think Mama Coast asked Elder something, or he asked her something, and what they said, it pulled up exactly what they said, how they said it on the phone when they started searching for it. Go ahead, Elder.
We were looking for, Virgil was telling me his brother's, the name of his brother's business, which I had never searched for it, I had never looked for it. He just said it to me. And when I put it in the search engine, it was the first thing that came back when I started typing. And I ain't never searched for it before, so I'm like, okay, that's not normal.
Right.
It don't work that way. Unless somebody listens.
Exactly. And so we have to understand, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, I make certain statements that I do, and I say certain things that I do, because it is vitally important for us to understand that everything we do, because of this order that's being set up. And, you know, if you don't know the order that I'm talking about by now, it's the beast. It's the one world order, the new world order, whichever way you want to call it. All these things are already in place for it to come to, you know, for it to come to its full head. Everything is in place for that, you know, it's for these things to take place. And so there is not, I mean, if you, even if you're just riding down the street, there is not anything that you can do where you're not being watched, heard, in one facet or another. I mean, all the information is there. The order is there. Everything is in place. You know, and it's just vitally important for us to understand these things, even to the point to where you're having a conversation. As Ella was pointing out, you're having a conversation, and as soon as you look it up, it pulls up on your phone exactly the way that you've been saying it in the conversation. When that information is not, in other words, that website wasn't from what we understand to be that popular in order for that to pull up, you know, that way. I can understand if we were looking up something that, you know, that is well known, you know, in the world and things like that. Yeah, I can understand it, pull it up. But I'm talking about the smallest little minute things are showing up just based upon, you know, certain things that we do. Sometimes I'll go and watch, sometimes I'll go and look up some stuff on my phone, and I'll go to Facebook, and it's in my advertisement. I just looked it up. It's in my advertisement. So, you know, they have connections in one fast another. So everything is intertwined that you, that we do, even to the point to where I started knowing that something was seriously going on, and that a lot of people or this order had taken interest in me. When I realized that any little thing that I would do would be put on the internet, any little thing that I would do, and would let me see how serious it was when a guy that I grew up with named Marcus. He was we were really good friends. I was a senior when he was a junior, and we was pretty close coming up, and actually his family and my family was pretty close. You know, all of his siblings and my siblings, at least Tanya and my niece and nephew, we were all pretty close around the same age group and things like that, and you know, between all the siblings. And so we spent a lot of time at one another's houses. And so when he died, I was one of the pallbearers, and they had his service on the internet because my name was in the obituary as one of his pallbearer. And so it showed, and I started realizing, I'm like, okay, man, what is it? I mean, it's like any little thing here that is being put on the internet, and it's to the point that where you just type in my name, my picture, everything pop up. It just started telling you all kinds of information. And so we have to understand that this order is in place. They already know who we are, and we already know who they are. And what's vitally important is, even when you've seen some things that's happened as far as, you know, if y'all give us a scripture, fine. If you don't, then fine. You just want us discussing this. And, you know, he always do, but, you know, at this point, I'm not concerned. So, he just spoke to me, but that's okay. I ain't going to tell you what he said. And so, anyone that has come down to what happened with, you know, Nipsey Russell and Hustle, whatever his name is, you know, he's someone I knew very little bit about until these things happened. You know, what is vitally important for us to understand is we just got to be wise in how we do things. We have to understand that certain things that we attempt to do, we have to make sure that we stay in our lane. And you have people, for whatever reason or another, will try to accomplish tasks and bring down orders and systems and things like that. And you know, these individuals just need to realize that they don't have the power to do that. And just because, you know, we get a little bit of a following or whatever, you know, it doesn't give us the ability to be able to do some things. And I've just watched some things that he was saying before his death. And I just got a feeling that he knew what he was doing was going to cost him his life. I just feel that he knew it. But I believe that he was to the point where he had gotten in too deep to get out. And so he just said, okay, I got a choice to make. Either I'm going to rebel against what I've agreed to, or I'm going to continue to walk in the path of what I've agreed to, and let it, you know, and end up, you know, gaining the whole world and losing my soul. I think he made a decision, or I know he made a decision to gain his soul. He made a decision to gain his soul. So, and I have to say that way, for lack of a better way to put it. Well, that's the scripture now, and I understand why y'all said what he said. let me just just type it in and see if it's here. Mark. Mark 16 verse 18. That's why y'all said it to me. That's between me and him. I don't have to tell you what he said. But I will tell you, he rebuked me when I said, you know, we don't have to go to scripture. He just rebuked me. That's all I'm going to tell you. But Matthew 16 verse 26. You know, simply because anytime he gives a word, he also back up what he's saying with scripture. You know, that's how we deal with things, and he's not going to even let me get by with teaching this without using scripture. Okay. Matthew 16 verse 26 says, for what is a man? I kept wanting to say it another way, but it wouldn't. It just was reading the way that it was, so it sounds strange to me. For what is a man profit? Because I kept wanting to say, what does it profit a man? But it's the same thing. It said, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Now, when you look at the word soul, it means breath, spirit, same thing. So although it's saying soul here, it is pointing us to the perspective of the spirit, the breath. By implication, spirit. What does it profit for a man to gain his own world and lose his spirit? To lose his mind. You have people who are losing their mind. They're losing their spirit. Because there are some things going on from a perspective of what they desire to gain. And it's costing them something else. Now, it says from 59... from 5594, and so I'm going to just click on it. It says to breathe, thus different on one hand from 4151. Let's just look at it. It says to blow, okay, blow hard. So it said to breathe, which denotes probably a forcible respiration, which confirms what I just read. And on the other, from the base of 109, which refers probably to an inanimate breeze, i.e. a reduction of temperature by evaporation, the chill, wax cold. So when it's talking about the spirit, it's talking about Yah, the breath of Yah. So that's what it's saying. So you have people who, for whatever reason or another, are taking on the mindset of this order. They so desire this order that they're losing their connection to Yah. And so this brother, he made a choice at the end of his life to choose to go in the direction of what was right from a perspective of the spirit of Yah. And that cost him his life, but at the same time, you know, we shouldn't be concerned about what can destroy the physical body. But we should be concerned about what could destroy both the body and the spirit, okay? And so it's vitally important for us to understand these things. And so when you look at it here, again, what is a man profited if he gain the whole world? What is it about us? Let's put us as the man. What is it about us that makes life so important to the point to where we end up losing? Yeah, we end up losing how Yah deals with our mind. We end up losing how we grow in the things of Yah and the relationship we have with Yah. There is nothing to me that is more important than my soul. There's nothing more important than my soul. Why? Because that is the very place where Yah wants to dwell. So that is the most important thing to me in life. And it reminded me of what I had read on Facebook. People were talking about Kyler Murray, who is, you know, OU football player, won the Heisman. He graduated from Allen High School. You know, he received, I think, about $4 million to play for the A's baseball, but he ended up winning the Heisman. So now you know, he's really, you know, going forward to pursue his career in football, and that's because that's where his passion is. He's outstanding in football and baseball, but his passion is in football. And so the A's flew in back in January, offered him another $14 million to stay with them. I mean, they like, this kid is this good. We offer you $14 million to go with the four that we gave you, $18 million if you just come into camp and stay with the team. Well, if this, because they was giving him $18 million, they was going to have to put him on the team, you know, the actual 40-man roster, because initially they were saying that, you know, he was going to go to the minor leagues and things like that. But now they're saying, okay, we'll put you on the team, basically, $18 million. And he still turned it down, but he turned it down before he had his mind made up before they flew in and gave him that money. So you seeing people like, wow, man, you know, how you turn down that kind of money? And I made the statement. I said, you know what? I said, money is not, I said, people misunderstand this kid. Money is not what's most important to him. I said, so that said, I said, my mindset is this. I would rather make a living, although it's substantially less, I would rather make a living doing what my dream is than to make a bucket load of money doing something that I'm indifferent about. In other words, I'd rather make $2 happy than to make $1 million being unhappy. And so you have these people here, when you keep verse 26 in mind, you have these people here who in at some particular moment, They want to gain the world, and when they come to the realization that gaining that world has cost them their soul, then they start trying to reel and go back and do what's right, and it costs them their life. And so, you know, I admire a lot of things that the brother did, but at the same time, it's vitally important for us to understand according to the order. When you understand the order, and I'm going to pull the definition back up there again, when we understand the arrangement, or disposition of people or things in relation to each other according to a particular sequence, pattern, or method, I understand that there is an order to getting where he's gotten before his death. I understand that there's an order. No one get to that level without going through a particular order. But what happens is you have some people who, when they get to that particular level, and they come to their senses for whatever reason or another, because, you know, I don't know if y'all is dealing with them or whatever it is, they come to their senses in one fashion or another, and they start to do the things with right. Well, you know, it costs a lot of time, or most all the time, it costs them their lives. And one of the things I made my mind up on, that's why when I was off the $30 million, I was like, I don't need no $30 million because I understand the order. And I knew what was attached to that $30 million was my life. And no one controlled my life but Yah. So I refused to gain the world and lose my spirit. And you can see it happening. You can watch the actions of people, and you can see they're so worldly to the point to where they're losing their spirit. And I refused to get caught up in that kind of stuff. I have family members, I have friends, I have people who are so caught up into a world mentality that they're losing their souls. I can't go down that road with them. And so that's what the scripture is pointing out to us, man. It's letting us know, so for what do it profit, okay? Let's look at the word profit. For what is a man profited? In other words, what advantage? What is useful about doing things that the world does? What is useful in me having $30 million? What is useful in that when it's costing me something that's much more valuable? My life is much more valuable than $30 million, but a lot of people don't realize that, and all they think about is what's happening at that particular time. And so they accept it. So what does it profit? What how is it useful? What's the benefit? What advantage? What advantage? And so using that incident that I, you know, when I was offered $30 million, wisdom said to me at the table when it was offered, what advantage will you have? when you walk out of here with that $30 million? What advantage does it give you with Yah to walk out of here with it? Is it going to make you greater in the eyes of the one who's most important to you when you walk out of here with it? What profit? Think about it, family. What profit it is for you to have the mindset that you have now? What advantage does it give us? What advantage does it give us? What does it profit to gain now? What advantage does it give us to gain? When you look at the word gain, it says the win. You study words to even kind of go back a little bit. It says, it talks about lucre. That's what the root of it is. So Yah lets us know that the gain from a perspective is what's being offered to people nowadays. People are looking at what does it profit, what advantage it is to gain the whole world through lucre, money, riches, material possessions. Why do people have the mindset to where they don't feel like they're validated unless there's some material thing for somebody to look at to make a determination of how important or how blessed they are before y'all? What advantage does it give me to drive the car, my dream car? What advantage does it give me to have all the money that I've ever dreamed of? Now, the advantage that I'm talking about is because Yah is saying that advantage now gives you something that makes you feel more important than you do with your, when it comes down to your relationship with Him. So when I sit back and look at all these things that people are looking to gain in comparison to losing their relationship with Yah, there's nothing out there. I like how Paul said it. Paul said, I consider it all as dung. Consider it all as dung. Let me find it here. I believe it's Philippians. Yeah. Philippians chapter 3. Verse 8, I'm going to start at verse 1, because we have to see, he gives his pedigree, and then he said, but none of that means anything. Philippians 3, verse 1 says, finally, my brother, rejoice in Yah, to write these things to you. To me, indeed, It is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of concision. Now, let's just look at some of these words to understand. You know, we know what a dog is. It's a hound, but at the same time, dogs is something that our nation considered people who had, basically in a nutshell, to keep it in a simple form, no relationship with Yah. They had no covenant with Yah. Okay? He says, so beware of dogs, beware of evil. When you look at evil, it says worthless. Okay? Evil, harm, bad, ill, evil workers. So you got people that work, they labor is ill. There are some people that's busy, and everything that they're busy about doing has evil attached to it. So that's what he said, beware of that mentality. Beware of concision. Now, when you look at concision, it says the cutting down. A cutting down. Be careful about people who always look to cut down people. Okay? And most of the time, people cut down people to build themselves up. You know, it's sad when you only feel important when you're pushing everybody else down below you. Okay? And so, it says that. Then he says, for we are the circumcision, which worship Yah in spirit and rejoice in Christ Yehoshua and have no confidence in the flesh. So when you look at it, especially from a perspective of circumcision, he's dealing with some things He's dealing with some things from a perspective of our nation, and so we'll see it here. He said, "For we are the circumcision, we worship Yah in spirit and truth, and rejoice in Christ Yahushua, and have no confidence in the flesh, though I might also have confidence in the flesh. If any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee." Paul said, "I got some credentials, man." He said, "When you look at my credentials in reference to the flesh," Paul said, there is no one, boy, that can lay out some credentials like me. Okay? But then he says, concerning zeal, persecuting the church. You know, Paul persecuted the church before he was converted. Paul was going around killing the saints before he was converted. I believe in Acts chapter 9, when you see it take place. But he was going around killing Christians at first. He says, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. He said, but what things were gained to me, those I count a loss for Christ. No, that mean nothing. We have to be careful when we allow things, whether cars, whether houses, whether they're buildings, whether they're possessions, whether they're money. We have to be careful. We have to be careful not to allow lucre, which is riches, wealth in one fashion or another, whatever we may deem valuable. We have to watch it when we allow those objects now to take us away from our mental state and the things of Yah. So he says, but what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. For my relationship with Christ, nothing means anything to me. Buildings don't mean nothing to me. People don't mean nothing to me. Status don't mean nothing to me. Money don't mean nothing to me. There is not one thing that means anything to me when it comes down to my relationship with Christ. I count it all as dumb. A person can look at all my accomplishments, all the successes that I've had in life, and not one of them means a thing if it boils down to it becoming more important than my relationship with Christ. What's going on in your mind that has you more, what's going on in your mind that has you thinking it's more valuable than your relationship with Christ? That is the very thing that's going to cause you to lose your soul. He said, but what things were gained to me? Verse 7. He said, those I counted lost for Christ. Yeah, doubtless. I count all things but lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Yahushua my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung. Dung. I'm going to be real blunt with this here. The zeal is up on me just to lay it out. And now when you look at dung here, let's just look at the word here, dung. It says, what is thrown to dogs, okay, i.e. refuse, odor, okay. I'm trying to see just some words to understand. Count it as a dog. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was looking at all of the words here that's associated with dung, just to make sure that we're pulling everything out of there. What verse was on? When I do it that way, I lost it. Verse 8. Go back to the word dung again. Thing. As dung, derivative of, it's some things I want to pull out of there. Okay. And so when you look at it, it has a meaning even from a perspective of I'm going to say what we would consider as dumb, but what the scripture is talking about dumb, it is saying anything that has no value, that you would throw to dogs. In other words, you throw some out the dog, some you don't want. And so Paul is saying, I count everything. Yeah, doubtless, I count everything but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Yahushua, my Lord. You also can say my Lord here, rejoice in the Lord, and rejoice in Christ. Okay, but I like to give thanks to the Father because that's when the Son is glorified the most. Okay, so I like to go to the hierarchy and then come down to the Son. Yeah, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Yahushua, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them dumb that I may win Christ. Christ is just not talking about his last name, but it's talking about a mindset. It's talking about his anointing, his spirit, okay? Because when I say his spirit, I'm telling you it goes all the way up to the Father. So it's just not talking about Christ as far as Christ himself, but he's talking about the all-inclusive. Christ, the Son of Yah, as well as the Spirit by which we are led. He said, I'm kind of everything but lost. Nothing means anything to me, but that I may win that. That's my ultimate goal. But it seems nowadays that there's a mindset among the saints whereby there are things that's coming into play where we're busy trying to win it instead of keeping what Paul is saying that we should mainly focus on. Okay? And the bottom line, when it comes to my mindset, nothing means anything. Everything is dumb. Family is dumb. Friends is dumb. Kids is dumb. Grandkids are dumb. Wife is dumb. Everything is dumb that I have a relationship with when it comes to comparing my relationship with Christ. Nothing is more valuable than my relationship with Christ. Because my relationship with him makes it clear that I also have a relationship with my Father, because he and my Father are one. Nothing is more important. So when anything starts to come, start to get to the point where it's interfering with that relationship, it now becomes dumb to me. I throw it out to dogs in a minute. Okay? I throw it out to dogs in a minute. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter what thing it is. It doesn't matter anything that gets on the same plateau or attempts to get on the same plateau as y'all. It's dumb to me. It has no value to me whatsoever. And you should have the same mindset when it comes down to the things of y'all. What in life gets you out of whack and gets you to the point to where y'all say, I can't deal with your mind? That's the very thing that's going to cost you your soul. It's vitally important for us to understand these things. Disorder is as we go back to the definition of the word order. The word order is the arrangement or disposition of people or things in relation to each other according to a particular sequence, pattern, or method. Hear what I'm telling you as I get ready to close, if none of you have any comment, question, or anything. You have to understand that what the order is attempting to do in these last days is to make you value. When I say you, I'm talking about us. I just say us then. What the system is trying to do, this order is trying to do, is to make you value things and people more importantly than you value your relationship with Yah. That's what the system is trying. That's what the system is putting in place. It is arranging things. That's why all these connections are being made. They're allowing us to meet people or to get back in contact with people all over the world. You know, there are classmates that I haven't seen in 30, almost 40 years. that I now have an opportunity to connect with them on a daily basis, because the system is dealing with us, or this order is being dealt with in a way to arrange people in a relationship to each other that makes them value those relationships more so than they do the things of Yah. And I've been even seeing some things even amongst my family members. And I'm just going to expose what the order is doing, even as far as my family members is concerned. I have been very clear in pointing out what the scripture says, that the household was going to be among your own foes. It seems like ever since I've said it, family has been making an effort to try to draw family together ever since. One event after another, one thing after another. And things are being put on Facebook and all this kind of thing, because people are being orderly arranged according to this order that I'm telling you about, and they're being set up for their own destruction because they're putting people before the things of Yah. Nothing is more valuable to me than my relationship with Yah. Not my family, not my brother, not my sister, not my mother, not my father, not my wife, not my kids, not any of my loved ones. No one is more important to me than my relationship with Yah. And when you start putting people and things more important than your relationship with Yah, that's what you're gonna gain, but you're gonna lose your soul instead. And I'm telling you, the way that this thing is happening, here's what we're going to be facing in these last days. I don't know what I'm about to say, but what I'm about to say is by the Spirit, and you can take it or not. What's going to be happening in the last days, this order is getting us attached to people so that when this stuff starts to happen, you're going to be trying to protect people and circumstances and things. There are some. It amazed me. People thought the weather was going to be bad today. They was talking about hailstorms and all these different things, because the order is programming people's mind to do whatever it wants them to do. And so people were talking about the weather's going to be bad. So how many folk were concerned about their cars and houses and all this kind of stuff, all because the hailstorm was coming in? I told the individual there, I said, I don't care about no cars and houses and stuff like that. The only thing when the ball down to it, that's the only thing I care about is my relationship with Yah. When the hailstorm come, or if a tornado come and blow the whole neighborhood away, am I still going to be standing in Yah? That's all I'm concerned about. But this system is setting people up to where all they're concerned about is things that they shouldn't be concerned about. Because that is the disposition that we're in. That is the order that the system is arranging things. That is the sequence. That is the pattern. So it is trying to get you soul ties instead of Yah ties. And so everybody, and I'm just saying that from a general perspective, everybody is in tune to the order. And no one, or very few people, are in tune to Yah. Everybody's in tune to what they want to gain. Everybody's in tune to what they want in life. Everybody is focusing on them and the things of the world. Very few people are saying, Yah, what is it that you want to do today? Yah, what is it that you will have me to do today? Very few people are focused on the things of the kingdom. Everybody is trying to please everybody. And very few people get up on a daily basis to please Yah. Pardon my language. I could care less about pleasing any of you. My goal is to please Yah. And if pleasing him displeases you, then you'll get over it, or you're going to have to live with it. Because I'm going to follow Yah. Now, I'm preaching this with a zeal, because this is how serious this thing has become. I'm watching people get out of place because all they're doing is getting caught up in worldly stuff. They're trying to gain the world. They're trying to make family relationship work. They're trying to do all these things. And they think that they're going to prove this preacher wrong. I got family members that think they're going to prove this preacher wrong. But they it ain't the preacher they're trying to prove wrong. It's the word. Y'all said it. I didn't. I'm just doing what he said. Y'all said in his word that the enemies were going to be in our own household. I didn't say that. I'm just following protocol. I'm following the order that y'all has given me to preach it. But you got family members that saying, we're going to prove you wrong. And I said, no, you fighting against y'all. You kicking against the pricks. You trying to prove y'all wrong. And you going to gain the world and lose your soul coming against the Most High trying to prove him wrong. You Pharaoh in a little small kingdom. This order is affecting all of us. But we got to be wise enough to understand that no matter how things go about, come about, whether we lose stuff, whether we gain stuff, whether we finish our project, whether we don't finish it, none of that determines our relationship with Yah. If we don't put another screw in any part of that building, we all just fine. As long as we keep our relationship right with Yah. Yah gave it to us to finish. For any reason he changes mind, I could care less. Just as long as I got my Christ Jesus and as long as I got my Father Yah, I'm good. And as long as I'm led by his spirit, I'm fine. I don't care what man think about me and me or us in that project. So I say this as I get ready to close. You can keep trying to gain the world if you want to. But it's gonna be at the expense of your soul. I ain't gonna be able to do it. When it's all said and done, if all I'm doing is living out there in the wilderness and having to depend on y'all every day to provide food and water and clothing, if I'm out in the middle of nowhere, in the cold, in the heat, if I'm uncomfortable, however way life ends up, I'd rather lose the world than to lose my soul. People, I'm going to say this and I'm done. You are in a war for your own soul right now. All of us in a war for our soul. And Yah sent me here to tell you today. I didn't know I was going to preach this. Yah sent me here to tell you today. He said, you're in a war for your souls. And you got to choose them. You got to choose this day who you going to serve. And I'm going to say to each one of you, I love all of you. But if you choose the world, trust me, I can't hang. You're going to lose me. Because I'm kingdom. And I'm going to stay in the kingdom. Okay. Don't allow the world to get your focus off on the things of Yah. There's a whole lot of things happening to all of us in one fashion or another. You know, I got some, you know, text messages about personal things that's going on. It's none of y'all business. I ain't going to tell you because I'm, you know, as a pastor, people send me things that they don't send to everybody else. And so I got some news today. A lot of stuff is going on, you know, the crazy stuff that's going on. And, you know, I even ask, what in the world is happening, you know? Man, the world is after our soul. The world is after our soul. That's what's happening. And Yah is saying, regardless how it happens, no matter what happens, keep your focus on me. Keep your eyes on me. I don't care how bad it get. They can take everything we got. Keep your eyes on Yah. I ain't attached to no house. I say it again. I ain't attached to money, houses, cars, building, people. I'm not attached to anything. There's only one that I'm attached to, and that is my Father Yah. And we know Christ and His Spirit is included because they are one. I'm attached to the source that is going to both save my soul and my spirit. And I'm attached to the sword that can save me physically and spiritually. Pook and them ain't going to save you where we headed. Pook and them going to be the reason why you lose your soul. And so people think I'm playing. They don't think I'm serious. about the things that I'm saying. I'm serious with family. I'm telling family. You know, I went last week and sit down and talked to some. Look, we ain't going to get... I love y'all. But look, this ain't going to work. Y'all got to come this way. This here not going to work. Quit inviting me to stuff. Quit tagging me and stuff. Quit putting me on Facebook telling my family and stuff. No, this is a war going on. And you need to quit trying to operate in that carnality. Because you're doing exactly what the system wants you to do. And I ain't doing it. The minute I preached that sermon, I had so many family putting stuff on Facebook, talking about family and phone calls and all this stuff. I love you. We found something. I know what you rebellious Negroes doing. You sit up here rebelling against what you know y'all had decreed, and you trying to prove me wrong, but I ain't the one you trying to prove wrong. You trying to prove y'all wrong, and you going to lose that battle. So keep doing what you're doing. And I'm going to watch each one of them fall in their destruction, and I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to step right over them and keep right on moving. They can call me what they want to. I know who I live for, and I know who I am in who I live for, and I'm keep pressing on. And if all y'all love him the way that I do, then come along with me, because I don't mind having helping hands when somebody's on the same page with y'all. But anything that if that ain't, it's going to have to move. It can't stay here. Because that is part of the enemy being in your own fold. And y'all is going to move everything out of this fold, whether it's family or friend or future people, whoever's going to end up being at this church. Anything that's not on the same page with y'all can't stay here. They cannot stay here. The one thing I've seen in the pattern, in the order, anything that doesn't line up with y'all, I always want to call what y'all is doing the devil. You remember Christ, when he was walking the earth, they called him the devil. Every time he did something, they said, that's the work of the devil. That's what religion, and that's what people who are not on the same page with y'all does. They call the things of y'all the devil. So when I tell family that they can't stay together with their mindset, I'm the devil. Just like my Savior. I'm just kingdom minded. That's all. And I don't compromise with nobody when it comes down to kingdom minded. We either live this or I got to live it by myself. I know I'm not, but I just got to talk to you this way to kind of shake you and let you know how serious this thing really is. Order, the arrangement or disposition of people or things in relation to each other according to a particular sequence, pattern, or method. This order is trying to get people arranged so that when everything comes to a head, we too attach the people and things to be attached to y'all. Last thing as I close to show you that what I just told you is the truth. We read it before. Revelations chapter 13 says, verse 16 says, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. 666. 9. He thank his God, and he's trying to make everybody else be selfish just like him. Everybody's self-absorbed in life in this world today. Everybody's self-absorbed. Why I want everybody to cater to me. I want everybody to pay attention to me. I want everything to revolve around me. So if I'm not getting attention, that's the spirit of the Antichrist. Everybody want to sit in the seat of the popular. So they'll sell their soul. They'll do whatever they have to do. That's why people want to drive things, live in houses, you know, all the big houses, the big nice houses and all this kind of stuff, because everybody is trying to draw attention to themselves. They like being glorified. I don't care nothing about none of this stuff. None of it. Because I know what that leads to. If we get caught up into anything that we're doing, more so than we are caught up into the things of Yah, then that has now become our God. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. It's all dumb to me. It's all dumb. You think of it, it's all dumb to me. Okay? I just want y'all to understand that. And when I say I'm speaking on behalf of the one that I represent. He the one that wants y'all to understand that. And this thing is serious. And folks better quit playing church. I ain't playing church. I'm for real. Okay. Alrighty. Y'all, that's all I got. I'll just pray. Any questions, comments? Anybody? We good? Elder, you got anything?
Nope.
Okay. Alrighty. Father, y'all, we just bless your name on today, and we thank you for just revealing to us your word. We know that we're in a serious time frame, and this order is setting things up. And we got to make up our minds just to live our lives daily for you and not be attached to these things, people, and circumstances. Just live for you, y'all. That's what's most important, because when it boils down to it, that's all that's going to matter. And we bless you for that, y'all. Thank you for keeping us focused on you. We keep our eyes on you, and we thank you for your Son, our Savior. Thank you for the Spirit that leads and guides us into the truth. And we bless you for that. In the name of Yahushua, we pray. Amen.